the studios of J. Wolf Productions, metal maniacs around the globe unite. Prepare for Metal Mayhem ROC. This is a show where you, a metal musician, a metal maniac, or a new fan of the genre, can be interactive and participate in the show. Now welcome your hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. And all around the globe and around the corner, welcome to the pilot episode of Metal Mayhem ROC. My name is John the Vernomatic Verno, and my cohort over here is
Metal Forever Mark. Thanks, Vernomatic, for the intro. And John, thank you.
We're going to get right into it. I'll give you a little bio about what we, our experience is, metalheads. I've been listening to metal since like their early 70s, started off with Kiss and made our way up to the metal bands of today. Diehard fan of the whole genre, glam metal, hard rock, thrash metal, lived it all, love it all. And what we're doing here today is trying to start a forum where we could run with this and use the listeners and other metalheads as a springboard for an interactive show.
Yeah, and I think what happened was John the Vernomatic and I were road tripping to see Judas Priest, a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now, on the Firepower Tour. We decided to go all the way to London, Ontario, so he and I hadn't seen each other in almost 30 years, and next thing you know, we're taking a four-hour road trip, and we literally just got to talking pretty much the whole way about our experiences with heavy metal, what it meant to us growing up, what it still means to us present day, and the fact that we're still almost, 50 now in our 50s?
And, I'm in my early 50s. You're on the lighter side of 50.
Yeah. Not officially yet, but coming up. But the fact that maybe there weren't a lot of outlets for this music, even though there's a lot of podcasts and things. But for us, it's like, there's so many great old stories, amazing old classic bands, but there's also a lot of new metal stuff going on that we may not always catch wind of. So
that was
the genesis of this whole concept and show.
And the funny thing about that London trip was, again, Mark mentioned we haven't seen each other in maybe 20, 25 years. And we were loading up the car, ready to go, and we're going through our CDs. And you know what? I didn't even think we even listened to any of them, because that 4.5 hours went by like it was 5 minutes, because, again, the labor of love, the excitement that we both had in our voices about talking to each other about what we love. What we love is the power of metal and the power of unison. If anything that the metal community has, it's a commitment to the genre, the commitment to a fellow metalhead. And it may sound like a cult, but it truly is a way of life.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's like you said, it's kind of been part of my life since pretty much I was a teenager, and here it is present day. My mom used to tease me. She used to tell me, you know, Mark, when are you going to outgrow this music? You know, when are you going to grow up and listen to other music? And I was like, well, this is not really like a fad or a trend. You know, it's kind of part of fabric, not to be cheesy, but like part of the fabric of who I am and what I believe in and what I listen to, and the relationships that I've made over time with metal music across both professionally, personally, have been unbelievable. And again, right here to present day. So if I may, real quick, I want to give a shout out to that show intro, which we hope to use in the future, is a recording by my friend Metal Mike Kloschik from the Halford Band. He wrote that for my Metal Forever site a long time ago, almost 12 years ago. It actually became a song on his Metal Worker album, which we can talk about later. And we also want to give a shout out to John Winters and this place that we're sitting in, which is this awesome place out in Ontario, New York, where there's all kinds of cool gear and equipment and stuff. So it's a secret location, but there's a studio here. So we're like, here's a guy who was with metal bands, and for us to come do this.
It's sort of like the Batcave. You know, it's the Batcave of metal. And you have to know someone to get here, and you have to be blindfolded when you come down the drive. But
so if we gave the address, Jet, you're going to kill us, right?
Pretty much. And then that's a no-go.
Okay.
So I just want to expand on what Mark's talking about the parents and the metal. And part of our mission on this show is to bridge the old school metal head. Someone maybe my age that used to say, oh, I used to love Iron Maiden. Well, what do you mean you used to? you know, they're touring the States this summer. You still do. And bring those old metalheads up to speed on what's going on now. There's a lot of great stuff going on with some young bands. And the flip side to that is to some of this new generation of listeners of metal, some of the younger kids, expose them to how it used to be, where these bands came from. And the combination of the two, it's a bridge to the metal scene, you know, moving forward. So that's really our mission statement with the show, is to bridge everything. Educate the old schoolers, educate the new schoolers, and with the help of you, our listeners of this podcast, we're all in this together. This is the pilot show, so we're ironing out a few kinks, but in the future, both Mark and myself, we're looking forward to having guests, having interviews, expanding the show, you know, Facebook Live, which this may or may not be on this episode, but there's a lot of exciting things we're doing.
Yeah, and I think as we were talking about the content for the show, and as much as you and I can literally talk for hours about this, and we've met several times now, each show segment that we came up with kind of became another show segment that we had discussed or that we brainstormed, and that we know that the more interactive this ends up becoming from the fans, from metal artists, from our interviews, from just some of our segments that we post, we know that it's going to almost, you know, take a life of its own. And I think as much as you and I will vibe off each other and talk, I don't think anybody here, present company in the studio here included, want to hear us talk for 30, yeah, 45 minutes each day. So the idea is to get everybody that's kind of participating in the show involved in it as well.
That being said, I think we're going to jump right into one of these fun little segments. We have a whole list of different segments we're going to do every week that help educate everyone and move the show along. So we're going to jump into a segment called now Metal Mount Rushmore. Mark, I'm going to send it to you. Why don't you explain what it is? And
all right, so the Mount Rushmore of Metal segment, and John, we may have to have you cut some intros for some of these segments that we came up with, but the Mount Rushmore is your top four, right? Your top four of pick a subject in the metal world. This first one, because we want you to get to know who we are a little bit, is just our top four all-time favorite metal bands.
And it's a playoff, if you don't figure it out. Mount Rushmore, the presidents. There's four presidents on Mount Rushmore. So when we do a subject Mount Rushmore of this or that, it's four of them. So
exactly. So at first pass on this, I was like, okay, this is going to be easy. And then the more I was reflecting and thinking about it and not overthinking it, it came a little more difficult. So here's what I ended up with, and you don't even know what I ended up with. So for me, the first two are easy for me. It's Judas Priest, by far, my favorite metal band of all time. Iron Maiden, number two, for sure. And I know you wanted to go reverse order for years, but anyway, I'm going top down. Number three, I'm throwing in Halford, and I'm throwing in Halford's solo material, but I know it's not cheating a teeny bit. It's going to include the Fight stuff, but there's a little window of time, mostly Halford's solo. With Fight, if I can add that in. And then last, the fourth one for me, and again, this is where I struggle the most, I end up with Iced Earth, believe it or not. And my criteria was, when I kind of dug through my drawer of old school CDs, I felt like I had more Iced Earth than almost anything besides Priest and Maiden. And I almost think back, like, I listened to every single one of those albums all the time, lots of times, and they've got a lot of deep history with a lot of great singers. So, and they're as metal as they get. So I'm gonna throw Iced Earth on my
Rushmore.
So
you're going with Priest number one, Iron Maiden number two. What was your third?
Halford's solo career, including Fight, which is a
so
little cheat.
You're using one of the slots twice with Halford-oriented material.
Correct.
Okay, well,
and then
Iced Earth
number
right
four.
Answer,
so that's... Halford three, Iced Earth four. That's my Mount Rushmore on my influences for heavy metal.
Interesting.
And that's old school, because we had a whole other one we can do, which is anything like more current, like 2010 and beyond. That we'll save that.
Well,
but go
that's
ahead.
Giving you an insight on where Mark's going. My four, and I'm going to go in descending order, is a repeat of Mark's Iron Maiden. Been a fan of Iron Maiden since early 80s. I think obviously they're on the Mount Rushmore of metal. Number three, now 3, 2, and 1 in my book, it depends. It's sort of like kids. You know, some days you like your middle boy more than your, you know, it's what mood you're in. Well, these three are my three kids. I'm going to go, it's international. I'm going to go with Rush, metal, not metal. Some of the early stuff was, you know, it's right up there with, like, comparable to Zeppelin, Blue Cheer, some of that early 70s hard rock. Number two, now this was really hard. You know, I get choked up because, but I'm going to have to go with Metallica. I've been with Metallica. It's a story I'll share at another time under a segment called Back in the Day. It's a nice little tease for you, but Metallica is one of those bands where, oh my God, when they come on, it just changes my whole demeanor. And my number one Mount Rushmore band is Van Halen. They're considered the pinnacle of American rock and roll. So my four is Iron Maiden, Rush, Van Halen, and Metallica and Van Halen.
So, so side note, another segment teaser. Sorry for the annoying glasses. Check these out, man. So we also said we have a segment that's upcoming as well called the Great Metal Debate, where the Vertimatic and I are going to get into a little bit of metal debate, and some could argue whether or not Van Halen and Rush are metal bands. We're not going to go there now, but I would say that I understand, based on what you just said, I accept the Mount Rushmore that you just offered. But we just got handed by our buddy John here some killer old school Priest, Maiden tickets, Rush tickets, like AC/DC.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Well, awesome. That's fabulous. Holy and crap. I, you know, it's Kiss. He's damn. He brought out old ticket stubs and
John Shear Productions. Awesome,
I'm a little, it's making me nervous because I have these two.
I might have.
I'm
some
sure
of
you
too.
Do.
And they are in a they're in a folder, a binder,
oh,
in
awesome.
My fire safe.
Yeah, mine are just like
but
in a
we're gonna,
little
we're,
box over here.
I just, on the fly, just created a new segment we're going to do, and I'm going to challenge our engineer over there to name the date of the gig.
Oh,
I had an old drinking game when I went to college, and I had them. I'd have my buddies pull out a ticket stub, and I can name the date, if not the exact date, within a day on either or. And these are shows going back 30 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a long time ago.
By the way, side note on so first of all, unfortunately for me, I was not old enough to go see Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, not to date you guys, but I came in too late. I came in after. I came in
well,
Defenders.
Let's get a tease. Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. It was the Scream of Revenge's Number of the Beast tour. It was
correct.
Saturday night at the Rochester War Memorial.
Yeah.
That was late October 1982. That could have either been the 22nd or the 23rd.
Tickets in front of you. I couldn't tell you.
What does it say?
It says 8:30, no date. I don't know. August the 30th, whatever year. And by the way, Fastway Open.
That was the Peace of Mind show.
Oh,
okay, that's
okay.
A completely different tour. But that being said, that was our Mount Rushmore of bands. And that leads us to another segment that we like to go into, metal news. And usually, you know, this day and age, you get your information anywhere. Twitter, you know, it's sort of like an outdated thing. We're not going to sit here and regurgitate metal tidbits from 4 days ago that anyone that's really into the genre could find out. But we're just going to do interesting stuff that ties into what we just segued. And I have two bits of information from Van Halen, seeing that they're my number one Mount Rushmore. Happened to be 40 years ago today, Van Halen played a festival with Aerosmith, April Wine, Toto, and Ted Nugent. It was the California World Music Festival. And I just happened to get this tweet from the Van Halen news desk. If anyone's not hip to that website, it's the creme de la creme for Van Halen news. And what happened this weekend, and more Van Halen information, John Five, famous guitarist, if you're not into him, we'll be talking about him in the future. John Five and the Creatures, the touring act, they played the Whiskey a Go-Go the other night, and they had Corey Taylor of Slipknot on stage and Michael Anthony of Van Halen on stage, and they performed three Van Halen classics, and one of the songs happened to be Take Your Whiskey Home from the Women and Children First album, which is, if you're a Van Halen fan, it's just amazing that they played it. So that's a little bit of rock news that you may not find anywhere else, but us here at Metal Mayhem ROC, that's part of what we try to do, is give you a little bit what you don't find anywhere else.
And by the way, Vertimac, just taking a mini step back in the show, back to kind of our bios a little bit, I suppose, and I think what we missed a little bit is the fact that you and I are more than just, I guess, metal fans. I mean, obviously we're fans of this genre of music, but I mean, you had a show back in the day, which was called Metal Mayhem, strangely enough. So I want to ask you about that just in a minute.
Yep.
But I also, just from myself personally, and through that show, you had a lot of experiences with these bands and getting them on studio and going backstage with shows and all kinds of craziness. So it's beyond fandom. And then myself personally, I've been in the professional soccer world for most of my career and back in the early days of Major League Soccer. And because a lot of European metal bands, like, that's the sport. They love soccer, right? So that's where I met Iron Maiden and I met Judas Priest back in the day again. I'm friends with Eddie Trunk. And the reason I'm friends with Eddie Trunk back in the day is that a guy that I used to work with at the Metro Stars was best friends with Eddie. And he told me about this show that this guy had, you know, down in New York City that was only on FM radio and before he had, you know, SiriusXM mm-hmm. and all his that metal show stuff. So Eddie was cool enough to invite me in the studio. And then along the way, I met a guy named Metal Mike, who I referenced at the top of the show with that intro song. But my relationship with Mike was really cool because he was in Jersey when I was in Jersey. We became really good friends. But then through Mike and his touring and the friends that he knew and the musicians, I just got a lot of really crazy access to these bands. And then, yeah, I know you mentioned Metallica and your Mount Rushmore. I had a little 10-year run with that band, too, yeah. which was cool, all because of that goes back to soccer again. So I think we're going to bring more insight than just being fans. We're going to, we, you know, and so talk about your show real quick, and then we'll go back into some more metal news.
Back in the mid-80s, I had the chance to conceive, produce, and broadcast a heavy metal show on Friday night on a local cable access channel, a college channel. And it gained a lot of notoriety to the point where we were interviewing Metallica in their early stages, Saxon, some local bands, some other up-and-coming national metal bands that never really made it to the level that some of the other bands did. But it was my exposure in my, really, the infant stages of my broadcast career that I have always kept dear to my heart. And that's what led to this recreation, the incarnation of what we're doing here with the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast. It's really a labor of love, but we have a lot of plans for this show. Interviews, like we said in our mission statement, this is an interactive show for you, our listeners. So that being said, I think Mark has a few more tidbits, metal news. But to answer the question, the Iron Maiden show was October 23rd, 1982. Oh, so yeah, spot on with that.
Awesome. Yeah, just a couple more things in the metal news at the moment. Well, number one, Tesla's out there. They've got a new CD. They're touring. I think there's a show coming close to where we are, Rochester.
This Saturday night, Rapids Theater. Okay. Up in Niagara Falls.
I may have to go try to check that one out. I would say that Tesla is just one of my old-time favorite bands, and I remember them all the way opening up for Def Leppard, and they were actually a replacement band opening that show. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, I don't know if you have you heard the new CD? Or I've heard some mixed reviews on that personally, but I haven't even actually listened to it just yet.
I think I heard one song called Sounds, or is it the album called Sounds? I haven't heard much of it.
Fair enough. So we'll all have to check that out, and I guess maybe next time we'll try to see what that one's all about. A lot of buzz on the street about the new Overkill. I listen to that Soundscape station every once in a while on cable TV, just background when I'm doing stuff around the house, and I've heard some songs from that, man. It's pretty freaking heavy, and it's got some great
riffs. New Overkill, Wings of War.
Yeah.
A couple tracks on there that stand out. I have down in my notes a killer old school feel track called Batshit Crazy. The CD ends with the song called Hole in My Soul. That one gets eerie. And there's the video song is a song called Welcome to the Garden State that has a heavy feel of some of the earlier stuff, like from Taking Over or Feel the Fire, some of the first two releases. And by the way, Overkill will be playing Rochester at Anthology on Thursday, May 9th. And we hope to have some kind of interaction with the band leading up to that. So stay tuned for some more info on Overkill.
Yeah. And then the other thing in the metal news right now, and again, I have not checked this out just yet, but hopefully by the time we get back together, and I will. I know there's just a lot of chatter out there and a lot of comments about The Dirt, the Motley Crue movie, which is on Netflix, I suppose. Have you seen it, John? Or
I have not.
You have?
Yeah. TW here has.
Okay, so it's good, right? I heard it was really good.
It's all right.
It's all
right. You didn't see The Dirt yet?
No, did you?
Oh, I've seen it three times.
Oh, well, okay, well, then talk about it. What is it?
The good, Dirt. Bad, or... it's all right. It's fun. You know,
it's
all right. You know, it's like, you know, I lived through it. I remember, you know, I remember it. I remember what they were talking about. It's all right. You know, it's.
I got to check it out.
Didn't have to pay for it.
By the way, the last The Dirt. Well, I gotta see it. Hopefully, next time we get together, I would have seen it. And then the last, just kind of little tidbit I want to throw. Oh, by the way, I did also see in regards to that. Slash made a comment recently that even though The Dirt movie is great and they think it's cool, there's nothing really planned for GNR. I'm sure a lot of GNR fans would love to see something similar, but then again, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. And then just the last thing we wanted to touch on Metal Minute just for this show segment is, you know, the fact Dokken just kind of came through town here. I know you mentioned to me sometimes people will be like, oh, Dokken, you know, they're still around. And you know, that sometimes is frustrating when you hear people say that when a band like Dokken's been literally touring almost nonstop for many, many years, including they came here a year and a half ago. They just came here back in early March. Don was here doing all kinds of media, talked about a couple of new projects that he has, a new CD coming out, his own solo CD. They're reuniting for the M3 Festival in Maryland with George Lynch, which a lot of Dokken fans think is really cool. And I also just saw Jeff Pilson the other day was commenting on he'd love to have record another album or CD now with the original lineup. Oh, yeah. and have George Lynch and Jeff and all. They think they got one more great one in them. And they were talking things like Tooth and Nail meets Lock and Key meets Back for the Attack and just maybe a little more heavier kind of Dokken feel. So that would be really cool.
Yeah, I read that too. The number one hurdle a lot of times with a lot of these acts, because in this day and age, a lot of these musicians, they have two or three projects going on. You know, they have to work, and especially I think as Jeff Pilson's, he's touring with Foreigner, and there's just a lot of the scheduling. It's hard to get a schedule together for these guys to get together, let alone record. So, yeah, I read that too. So hopefully they can get together and do something that hopefully resembles some of the older stuff.
Yeah, so, okay, so I think any other news you want to touch on for this segment? Or
No, that's about it. You know, it's, no.
We've got a bunch more, but we'll save it because there's, you know, there's a lot of metal news all the time going on, but we thought those are the ones we want to hit on for this show. Time to segue into the last segment for today.
Well, we sort of touched on it. It's a segment we call Screaming for Vengeance. Little play on words from Screaming for Vengeance, but it's a chance to share with you what we're listening to, some of the new stuff out there, and in a way, something that maybe you're listening to, you could through Facebook Live or emails hype some of the music you like. We mentioned the Overkill. Mark, what are you listening to? What do you have out there?
All right. Well, I know this is technically Streaming for Vengeance, but we're streaming in our car. So what I'm streaming right now, I've been listening to the new Nita Strauss a lot. She's actually coming here to Rochester as well, starting her own solo tour. It's instrumental, and a lot of people don't like just straight instrumentals, but I think it's really awesome, really melodic, and I've been digging it. But I also brought some quick little show props for the video. I'm checking out this new Primal Fear called Apocalypse. You ever checked out Primal Fear all that much?
I've heard of them. I haven't.
Man, just, I don't know. I just, every time I listen, I'm like, oh, I don't know why I don't listen to them more. Ralph Sheepers is the singer. They were saying back when Ripper was in Priest that he also auditioned, and they were thinking about Ralph Sheepers for Rob, or replacing Rob, but then they end up with Ripper. Cobra and the Lotus is another band that I'm digging. They got two albums out back to back. They just put them out, Prevail 1, Prevail 2. They came through town not too long ago. And then here's another band I think you don't know as much about, but they're called Fifth Angel. Way back in the day, I remember walking into House of Guitars with my brother, and he was kind of really into like Halloween, and this was, I think, like around Power Slave kind of tour. But this music was playing in the background, and we went up to the guy that was working. We're like, what band is this? You know? And he's like, yeah, it's this band called Fifth Angel. So I kind of got really, you have to check out some of their old school stuff. And then they just came out with a new one, like about a year ago, not even. So I've been slowly checking that one out too.
Well, Mark, thank you. That's a perfect illustration of what the show's about. Even though I'm one of the voices behind the mic, doesn't mean I can't learn. And damn, I've learned something throughout this whole show. And
one more that we both agreed that we like a lot is the Saxon, which can we still call it new, but it's what, Thunder, what's this one called?
Thunderbolt.
Actually, just freaking heavy, man.
A funny story with the Saxon tour. Going back to the beginning of the show, Mark shared our trip to London, Ontario to see Judas Priest, and Saxon opened up. And Mark wasn't that familiar with them, maybe knew a song or two. And I grew up with these guys. You know, I've been a fan of Saxon since the mid-80s. So Saxon, it's one of those bands that they're sort of like cut from the same cloth of like AC/DC, where they stay in their lane. It's what you hear is what you get, and fantastic band.
They're also kind of one of those bands when I listen to this one for Thunderbolt. I don't know. I can't get that one right. But when I listen to it, I'm always like, man, I should listen to more Saxon. And maybe of their full catalog, I probably checked out 3 or 4 releases. I don't have a good explanation for why I haven't checked out more. But every time I listen to them, I'm like, I need to check out more Saxon. So yeah. You probably know more about them than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we'll touch on Saxon. Great band. They are touring the U.S. this summer in support of 40 years of being a band. That's crazy. 40 years.
So who else are you checking out right now on your side?
Oh, some older acts. I've gotten into some Ronnie James Dio with Rainbow that I never really got into. But any of the newer stuff, the new Demon Hunter isn't bad.
I've heard some of that stuff here and there. Never really checked them out all the way.
They're not so much new now, but about 4 or 5 years old. 3 Inches of Blood, they're a Canadian metal band. They have some good stuff. King with a K. They're a Texas metal band. They have a lot of good stuff. It just depends. It's like going to a buffet. There's tons of food there. It's just like, what do you like? And that's how it is in our metal community. And we're just we're relying on you folks too to educate us as well. So that's some of the newer stuff. One little bit of what I've been jamming lately is going back in the Megadeth catalog and dusted off So Far, So Good, So What. And that was their third release, and it's just fantastic. I just forgot how really, really sick they used to be, and they still are. But, you know, you just can't you can't write like a 23-year-old if you're not 23. That's the problem. So.
But I would argue, though, that their present stuff they haven't really lost an edge, I don't think.
Dystopia was fantastic. Yes. Megadeth, they are in the process of writing a new one. Should be out by the end of the year.
Yeah, and I saw them live about a year ago. And again, another one of those bands where when I see them live or I listen to them, like, I don't know why I don't listen to them more or check out more of their catalog. And by the way, Dystopia is also the same name of the album of Iced Earth. They had one of their last two releases, which I thought was interesting that Megadeth took that title for that track.
So,
John, one more. We were going to just mention Children of Bottom. I'm checking out their new CD. They're also on tour currently. Our show producer has a little bit of history with them. Do you want to just tell everybody what that is?
Oh, they've been a client of mine for years. They when they travel in from overseas, they fly in from Finland, they stop here and visit with us, and then we supply them with the sound equipment and consoles, lighting, whatever they need for their tour. So they stop by every year. We get to see them, hang out, good people. Awesome.
And being the dorky metal fan that I am, when I found this out, realized they're somewhat in my backyard, again, undisclosed location, but... I was like, man, I wish I had known because I would have came out because I would love to see those guys.
Who knows?
Got a drum head delivered here, too. Did that ever make its way?
Yep, I ended up having to FedEx it out overnight to Seattle to get it to them on time.
Very metal. So, look, we're not beholden to times on this show. We're not going to pick a night of the week for now. We're going to kind of put these in the can and go Facebook Live when we're feeling the metal news and the metal urges calling us. But we did want to keep this first one to 30 because this one of the platforms we're using, the show length is 30 minutes for the first one. So I think we're going to try to keep it to that, right?
Yeah.
For just this first one?
I think we touched on what we need to touch on this pilot
episode. Do we have an outro, John?
I'm trying to see if I can concoct one.
All right. So we can ramble a few more seconds while you come up. But anyway, John the Vernomatic, man, I thought this was really cool, man. I've been looking forward to doing this since you and I road tripped. It's been on my mind. Like, to me, it's just going to be really fun to be able to talk about metal and the music that we love. And I think the show's just going to, whatever we can come up with and brainstorm and prepare for, I think it's going to take a lot of twists and turns. And like, case in point, I didn't expect to get a whole pack of vintage heavy metal tickets, yeah, you know, here today.
Well,
so
we got a lot of fun stuff planned. So I want to thank you, Mark, and look forward to the next show.
Yeah, and we have no sponsors yet, so no thanks there. No commercials to be run. It's pure, man. This is pure metal radio.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Outro.
We'd like to thank you for listening to Metal Mayhem Rochester. I screwed that up already. It's Metal Mayhem ROC.
MROC.